connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, and yes, it will be jam-packed with information as usual. So if you're new to ET Yoga, you might want to have a pen and paper handy to jot down some of the information that will be coming your way in the next hour. It'll be largely centered around the idea of tapping into the mind's untapped potential, especially as it is related to healing and health. And before we get into all that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of a Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition, and that will be as led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. And if the guys in the booth would play that now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om. Hari, Hari, Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, Om. Hari, 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And, of course, if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's consistent with the approach of a spiritual journey where you're trying to become more self-empowered and self-sufficient in all ways, especially with respect to creating vibrant health and also in personally dealing with your health issues. And, of course, as I said, as much as humanly possible. And tonight's program, we're going to be going way outside the box in this area, and I hope it'll stretch your belief system in the process. I might also give my thanks, gratitude, and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience. And actually, tonight's topic does come from the audience, tapping into the mind's untapped potential. And you can always email me at paperfungo, that's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And I much appreciate hearing from the listening audience, especially with respect to hearing about your successes with ideas and concepts and techniques that you've heard on the program. And there will be some ideas, concepts, and techniques passed on in tonight's program. Many listeners of ET Yoga have told me that over the course of time, because the information comes so rapidly in a one-hour program, that they like to go over the programs at their leisure, and thus they can do their further research and also take their time with some of the individual concepts. And the easiest way to do that would be to go to the archives of the ET Yoga program, which can be obtained at BBS Radio. And also, another easy way is to go to my website, which is etyoga.com. And at the etyoga.com site, on the main page, is a button there called Radio Archives. It's very visible, and all you need to do is click on that one button, and it'll immediately take you to about the last 10 ET Yoga programs. And the most recent one will appear about 2 days after the actual airing of the program. So that's an easy way for anyone to gain access to that information, and there's absolutely no cost involved. Also at my ET Yoga site is a free download, and when you get the free download, there's no requirements. You don't have to give me your email address, and I won't be hounding you for the next 6 months just because you downloaded something for free at my site, and that download happens to be the root cause of disease. And if you go into the products section at the ET Yoga site, the very first thing you'll come across will be a free download. And it involves 9 concepts that basically, in my view, gives you kind of a total perspective on the root cause of disease. Moving on to tonight's topic, which is kind of tapping into the mind's untapped potential. As a guidestone, as the Pleiadians would say, without your health, you have nothing. And your health is a reflection of your interpretations, your experiences, and your beliefs about life. And we're going to be connecting to that concept a lot on tonight's program. Time permitting, we're going to get into beliefs, because really the heart of ET Yoga is all about self-realization, but it's also about beliefs, because why would you be on a journey of self-realization unless you had realized that there are higher states of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain those states? And thus, an initial belief all around the idea of self-realization. And as a cornerstone of ET Yoga, is the whole concepts around beliefs, because as we know from not only extraterrestrial information, but scientific information, that the holographic universe that we inhabit functions much like a virtual reality computer program, and that this virtual reality consists of a consciousness and the language of interpretation of the program is belief. In simplified terms, what you believe is. And thus, the powerful impact of placebo and why placebo works. And it works simply because you believe it. And if there's one concept that ET Yoga represents, it's all around the whole concept of what you believe is. And that's also consistent with Pleiadian information, which has been telling us since about 1987 that thought creates. And similarly, Bashar from the Sasani civilization, now called the Shikani, because their civilization has moved up a dimension or density. And the Sasani, they realize this concept as well. And Bashar clearly states that it's your thoughts, your intentions, your beliefs, your definitions, your emotions, which create your outer experience of reality. And you must be a frequency match for that which you experience. Easy to say, but sometimes tough to follow, but still all boiling down to the concept of beliefs and how you are invisible to certain experiences, because you need to be a frequency match for what it is you experience. And when one of the listeners asked for information concerning the mind's untapped potential, I came across some information that I think really hit the nail on the head, and I'm going to connect it with yoga information as well, in the true fashion of ET Yoga. And the marriage between the two concepts. The information comes from Adronis, and that's A-D-R-O-N-I-S, and that's Syrian information. And not to be confused with Syria in the Middle East, but Syrian information as from the extraterrestrial constellation and its civilization. And Adronis talks about the reality of the mind's untapped potential. And he asked that you imagine a white board filled with empty space, and then you create a dot at the center of the board, which would analogously represent the conscious mind. The conscious mind is unable to fully grasp the idea of the subconscious. Can the conscious mind reach the point of encompassing the conscious mind? Yes, if the conscious mind drops the idea of control. When you understand that the conscious mind is not in control of reality-based factors, you will become more aligned with a direction-based consciousness. It's like you are sailing in a canoe in a vast ocean where you are the navigator. You are able to chart the course with respect to the current. But if you backpedal or go against the current, you'll not be able to move in an expansive direction. You'll be too busy fighting the current, and you would be stagnant. Nothing good will come from going backwards. The current knows exactly where it will take you, and you have direction along the way. The current functions as the tour guide. All you have to do is sit back, enjoy the ride, and direct yourself along the journey. This is what the subconscious mind is trying to tell the conscious mind. As long as the conscious mind feels it needs to put up barriers, beliefs, borders, and personalized restrictions, you will only see the very small facets of life. The feeling that you are assigning to yourself a point of identity is the crisis of you pedaling backwards within the boat and not being able to say, "I trust the universe." When you tap into the potential of your mind, what you are doing is surrendering control. All control will ever do to you is keep you stagnant, because the conscious mind is not in charge. It never has been. It is a perspective-based viewer and observer. The conscious mind cannot make the decisions or the decision-making processes concerning how you function in reality. If you are suffering because you are emotionally out of alignment, you are conditioned to seek medical advice and harmful prescriptions and contaminating the body fuller. Conditioned to easy button relief. These easy buttons are short-lived and they bring about greater issues. Rather, make yourself the release button itself. And if you tap into the subconscious to deal with the issue, the more you can deeply breathe, the more your body is more receptive to communicating with you. And breath being a very important process. And in the Palladians point of view, one of the main things that they recommend with respect to a process that works is to do daily the Palladian spinning techniques, the Pleiadian pillar of light, which is bringing light through all of your chakras and into your aura, and also grounding you to the earth, but also the whole idea of some kind of deep breathing program. And this is also confirmed here by Adranus, that actually, deep breathing helps the body assimilate and distribute all the nutrients that you receive as well, so that your bottom body functions optimally in this regard as well. And then you can feel the heart rate, the blood pressure, and the mind calming as you take deep breaths. It is a kind of relief button in itself. And he suggests as well to check out the fine print for side effects of these artificial medications, which he states that all of them are unnecessary. And speaking of them all being unnecessary, I'd like to point out and refresh the longtime listeners of ET Yoga, refresh their memory with respect to the Qigong Center in Beijing, China. I was first told about, actually, through the video by Greg Braden, which was called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, which I highly recommend you check out if you've never seen it, because it certainly embodies and exemplifies these ideas. And the Beijing Center, Qigong Center, operated for a 10-year period with an 85% cure rate, and that is dealing with all types of diseases, including cancer. And it operated and achieved this amazing success rate with no operations and no pharmaceuticals, thus reinforcing the concept that all these artificial medications are not necessary. They're necessary if you believe they are, but they are not objectively a requirement. You are capable of healing yourself overnight, even of severe illness. And I'd like to repeat that one, because to me, if we're talking about a belief, this is what I call the top-of-the-line belief with respect to healing. You are capable of healing yourself overnight, even of severe illness. And it is you that must become responsible for tapping into your potential to make that happen. And then Adranus gives a couple of examples of healing techniques. One is to use a white candle. So you light a white candle, and the energy is spirit working through the candle. The illness burns away, analogous to the wax, and at each moment you feel the illness being pulled away, all the way. And the idea here is to do this for 7 days, and you're visualizing this illness being pulled away. And at the same time, what's going to happen would be that the candle will eventually burn itself down to the point where it even no longer holds its structure. And at that point, that illness could be gone. And that is one technique of tapping into a trigger in the subconscious mind. And in my point of view, that is also similar to the concept in the Qigong. Okay, the Qigong is a method that had been kept secret for hundreds or who knows, thousands of years, and only has become public in the last 20 or 30 years. And I've just finished taking my initial courses in Qigong, and I can state unequivocally that the one I took has to do with sound healing. And it basically is a way to tap into the unlimited potential that we have of the mind. And I can see, after having now practiced the Qigong, some of the concepts that relate to why it is so successful and it's so self-empowering, because, again, you become the relief button for your overall health. And another of the techniques that Adranus suggests is laughing for a whole day. You chuckle to a laugh, and then the laugh gets very boisterous, and then back down to a chuckle. And obviously nobody could laugh boisterously for an entire day. Probably their voice would give way. The concept here is to immerse yourself into laughter so much that you forget why you started in the first place. And these methods are all about tapping into the mind. And actually, there's been quite a lot of research about the effects of laughter. In fact, there have been documented cases where people have, with cancer have even spent most of their daytime hours watching comedies, videos, you know, rent them, CDs, and virtually laughed away their disease. And according to Adranus, you are capable. You are the catalyst to your healing, not through friends, others, or doctors, but through yourself. With the caveat that certainly trusting bonds can be of assistance. And that could be of your practitioner, a medical practitioner, or of even close friends. It's not that, you know, you can't avail yourself of all possibilities. But the main core here being that you are the catalyst to your healing. And I might point out that the Qigong process, basically a method that has come to light that previously was a secret. In fact, there were severe penalties for disclosing that kind of information to the public at one point in time, similarly to the Egyptian healing rods, which I've mentioned many times on AT Yoga, that the Egyptian healing rods were actually used by the pharaohs and were only used by the inner circle. In fact, there was at one point in time, there was a penalty of death for a public person to use the Egyptian healing rods. And I should further point out that Bashar has mentioned that 99.9% of body issues can be healed with the basic foundation of six factors. And those factors being, one, pure water, and the Pleiadians also concur with the importance of pure water. Second, oxygenation of the system that would come through deep breathing. Practices like, for example, yoga pranayams, elimination of stress, exercise, lightening up the body, which basically means getting off meat, and detox. And I like to throw in a seventh point, which is sunlight, because sunlight is a source of vitamin D. And vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. And if you look at what's happening around the world these days, all these different aspects of our society now are making it challenging for people because there's so many things that are weakening the immune system. Actually, even all electronics weaken the immune system. Watching television lowers the immune system. Things like vaccines do a lot to the immune system. I don't even want to go into it. Things like chemtrails. Things like GMO foods. So we are inundated in a society that appears to be hell-bent on weakening the human immune system, and thus if we look at even this incidence of autism among and young children. I guess it was Harvard University that gave a projection that in 10 years there might be 1 in 2 with autism. I think it's something like 1 in 15, depending on who you listen to, what the rate is now. But again, this is a process where our immune systems are being compromised. And if you listen to people like Barbara Marciniak, you'll notice that in terms of their recommendations for building a healthy body, that the chief thing here is to build a strong immune system. And that's why I think the Pillar of Light is so such an important and powerful technique. And I now want to make this connection of this unlimited potential that we have with respect to the Adranas information about us giving up control, and it being the crisis being identifying with the personality, because in point of fact, the personality is basically an artificial construct. It's not who we really are, but it's who we've been conditioned to believe who we are. And information from Muji and Sri Papaji, for example, states that every sentient being is naturally conscious of its existence. Everyone knows and refers to themselves as I am. But when we say I am, it points to consciousness, to sentience. I am is the untaught way of self-knowledge. However, consciousness, due to the conditioning it has received, started identifying with the instrument through which it can taste its existence. Hence the idea, I am only the body and personality was born. And it is a severe limitation upon one's being and the chief cause of suffering in the world. But each one has the potential inside themselves to discover their inherent freedom and escape this delusion. On a deeper level, this is really what motivates our existence. Unaware of the tremendous harmony that exists in the universe, the human race is restless. This restlessness is actually a search for lasting satisfaction. As persons, we are compelled for a while to search for fulfillment in the fleeting objects of this world, which are time-bound. But that essential itch is only alleviated once and for all when our personal identity is merged with our timeless being, and that being at the core of the whole concept of self-realization. And in point of fact, there's an infinite energy all around us which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. And as soon as we start to connect to the infinite energy of creation and our own true nature as formless energy, then you start to become aware of these energies in your body, which returns the projection of your body to its natural state. The projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. And thus, this is all consistent with the whole concept that anything that's out of phase physically has its roots in certain emotional dysfunction. Our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered as a powerful stream of consciousness. But the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in as part of our social indoctrinations, disrupt this flow, which, if left unhindered, would express its perfection everywhere. And your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of a belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury as long as we have absolute certainty and knowing that we will be healed. Because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible. And the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and our expectations. And thus, going back to the original premise that thought creates, and what you believe is. So why not try practicing the highest possible in the area of health by changing your beliefs? And, of course, the kicker there is, according to Adranus, is that you have to give up this idea that you're in control. You never were in control, so actually there's nothing really to give up. And the same in the yoga process. If you listen to some really great yoga masters, they're telling you that it's actually a process of person to presence, that the awareness of being a presence is where you want to practice being and surrendering control, which then allows the awareness to become more encompassing of all what is currently so-called labeled the subconscious, because in actuality, it's only in matter of degrees and perception. And another interesting concept that ties directly in with this amazing processes of healing is this whole idea that the universe phases in and out of existence. So in point of fact, it flashes in and out of existence so fast that the eyes can't perceive this, obviously. But nonetheless, it's been now established in the scientific community. And even according to the Pleiadians, that in between the phasing in and out of existence is where thought exists and then manifests the outer reality. And this is in total coordination with the information that I've given so far on the program. In fact, it really comes down to energy blockages, which have their basis in negative thinking. And from Master Ming Tong Gu, who teaches the Qigong healing sounds, he states that energy that contracts creates stress. If nothing is done to relieve the stress, it becomes chronic and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy. Happiness creates an energy flow. When energy flows fluently and freely, we feel good. And he states that the main cause of chronic illness is stress, accumulative stress, especially trauma, reflected in the body as blockages. It compromises your mental well-being and creates emotional blockages. And he states that we do the sounds that release the blockages and release the unconscious programming. That is the summary of Qigong sound healing. And I'm going to repeat that. We do the sounds that release the blockages, release the unconscious programming. That is the summary of Qigong sound healing. It awakens your potential, and thus back to the whole idea of this program, which is tapping into the potential of the mind. Qigong is a tool for you to connect with the energy of the universe. Change the perception of lack of energy to abundance of energy. Lack of connection between the brain and the organs. Reconnect the brain energetically with the body and create new communication. This is most powerful. And if you think about it, one of the diseases that Qigong is most effective with is Parkinson's disease, which is all related to stress, according to Ming Tong Gu. So Qigong releases the basic cause of the disease. From stuck energy, you could feel pain or discomfort, but results in free-flowing energy and you do feel good eventually. It's the process of opening or freeing the energy. Pain is not necessarily bad. It's part of the process. But whether you feel it or not, the blocked energy creates ill health, and some pain can be part of the healing process. And that's why I think that Qigong is what I would call, it's in the category of putting yourself in an advanced state of health. So it's not that there needs to be anything wrong with you, but tapping into, again, to the subconscious and tapping into universal energy, to me, this is the whole wave of the future with respect to healing. And that's also reinforced by the Pleiadians, because they state that when someone asked them about how harmful are chemtrails, well, their answer was, how strong is your immune system? Because it all depends on how weak your immune system is. So naturally, we'd like to see these things eliminated from our lives. But in the meantime, make yourself a strong immune system. And I think this whole concept also relates to what many people now recognize. It's called cognitive dissonance. The ideas that we're talking about tonight on ET Yoga are way outside the box, especially if you want to talk to mainstream medical people. And no offense to them. I mean, a lot of these doctors have spent a lot of years regurgitating information that's being fed to them. And then after they become, you know, deeply immersed in debt, they're out practicing, and if they deviate from the prescribed program, they have issues. It's not that many of them don't mean well, but it's also probably a correlation between the huge rise in suicide among medical practitioners, that over a period of time, they start to realize some of the negative aspects of their programming, which largely has now become a system that's more dedicated to profit than in healing, just my opinion. And the whole concept of cognitive dissonance is the mental stress or discomfort that's experienced by an individual who holds two or more contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values at the same time, performs an action that is contrary to one or more beliefs, ideas, or values, or is confronted by new information that conflicts with existing beliefs, ideas, or values. That would be the whole ball of wax with respect to what is cognitive dissonance. In other words, basically, when you're confronted with information that is contradictory to what you've been taught. And certainly, if you want to have the highest beliefs around healing and health, then you want to have the concept that you're self-empowered. You become the release button, and you do the techniques that do tap into the subconscious. And I just love that analogy by Adranus when he says, visualize a white board and put a black dot in the center of it, and that represents your conscious mind. and that the way to tap into that unconscious part is clearly to give up the illusion that you're in control, or as the yogis Sri Papaji and Muji would say, to go from person to presence, become more of an awareness, which is basically what we are. And according to Bashar, he also would concurs with his information that there's only two objective facts in the universe. Number one is that everything was created with unconditional love, and second, that we have awareness. Those are the only two objective facts. Everything else becomes subjective. And if you think about trying to become self-realized or trying to tap into this huge power of the subconscious without giving up this concept of a personal identity, it's not possible. It'd be like trying to run around in a round room looking for the corner. So, again, this is an advanced technique, in my opinion. Another way to achieve this will be the technique that I'll be sharing in a few minutes, which is the Who Am I technique, because, again, it's a technique that can push you through into awareness and put you through a doorway of another level of awareness. But I want, before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit more about beliefs, because to my way of thinking, it's easy to say that, you know, what you believe is, and then people just kind of don't have a lot of, consistency with respect to their ability to remember that concept. But years ago, I came across at the College of Christ Consciousness what's called the Ultimate Truth of Reality. And basically, the ultimate truths of reality are all about how reality works. And since we're in this holographic universe, don't you think it'd be a good idea to know how it works? I mean, makes sense to me. And yet these ideas were kept in a mystery school for at least 2,000 years, and they came out about, 5 or 10 years ago. Now it's even hard to find them on the internet. So every so often I like to bring these up on ET Yoga. So I'd now like to share with you the ultimate truths of reality. And by the way, I'm talking about the ultimate truths of reality. You can go to my website, etyoga.com, and check out my latest book, which is ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. And if you like the ET Yoga program, you're probably going to like the book, because it's jam-packed with information. It's like 300 pages, but it's like 3,000 pages jammed into 300 pages. And I hope to be able to, on one ET Yoga program, to put out so much information that you'll think you listened to 10 shows that were given someplace else where they spent 45 minutes making one point. I'm going to make a lot of points every evening. So here's the ultimate truths of reality. Number one, prime creator, God, all that is. Therefore, I am prime creator expressing itself as me. Two, I'm not striving for perfection as I'm already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Three, no one can create in my reality but me. Four, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. In other words, you've got to be a frequency match for what you experience. Five, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Hello? Let's do that one again. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Flip it around. What I believe becomes my reality. Six, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Yes, it doesn't mean you're to blame. It means you have a responsibility. And if you take 100% responsibility for what it is you experience in life, there is nobody else to blame. Because blame, complaint, and justification only creates you as a victim. And you don't blame yourself either, because that's just another victim consciousness concept. Number 7, everything happens for a reason. Number 8, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. If things are created by thought, how could anything be an accident? 9, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. In other words, put your energy in your focus. Energy goes where energy flows. Yes. Put your focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. If you keep thinking about what you don't want, that the way the universe works, you're going to create what you don't want. Skip thinking about what you don't want. Focus on what you want. Skip blame and complaint. I am the only one there is. I am not divided into parts. 11. All events are neutral. This is huge. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. The huge part here being all events are neutral. Outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. By placing a positive spin on an outer circumstance, you can create a positive experience. When you define something as negative and put a negative spin on it, it will create a negative experience. And just because other people want to see something as being negative doesn't mean you do. This herd mentality is just, I mean, I've seen so many experiments where somebody's sitting in an empty room other people are trained and like a little bell goes off. Maybe there's 15 people in the room, instead of nobody or one, but eventually it ends up with one. And they show this experiment where 15 people in the room, when a little bell goes off, they all stand up and then sit down. And then they call the next patient in or whatever. And then the new person, after a while of seeing everybody stand up and sit down, when the bell rings, they stand up too. They have no reason why they're doing it. They just do it. And then when everybody else is gone and they're the only one left and somebody new comes in, when the bell goes off, they stand up and the other person looks at them like, well, you know, they got a screw loose, but they don't do anything. But after a while, they start standing up too. We have this a compulsion to a need. I guess it comes from maybe from being a young child that's totally dependent on the parents, where you go along because you think your existence depends on it, and that it's so important to become one of the herd. It's just a devastating concept. There is only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13. I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14. How I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16. There are no victims, there are only lessons. 17. I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19. At any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. 20. I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. And that's the connection to tonight's program. There are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And when it comes to healing and health and self-empowerment, why not have the highest beliefs? And it's kind of like, to my way of thinking, like 30 years ago, you know, people would raise an eyebrow if you said that you were a talk show personality and you do a show called ET Yoga. Because if you have anything to do with ET involved, that you know, you have a tinfoil hat. And now there's so many people that believe in extraterrestrials and extraterrestrial craft that, as previously stated on BBS Radio tonight, it's like it's become ridiculous to the point where why do we need the government to tell us what we already know? To disclose the fact that, oh, it's okay, oh, these exist now because the government says so. Well, they already exist. And people know they do, so it's like it's kind of ridiculous. And 20 years from now, we're going to look back on this medical system and these brutal methods that keep you on the dole for life, paying, when we've got concepts out here that have been proven to work, like Qigong, that have huge success and cure rates. The problem is that there's no money in it. Yeah, you go to the Qigong Center at Beijing, China, which has now been closed down by the government, by the way, because it got too much attention. You know, it's something that works, that doesn't cost a lot of money. People were staying at this Qigong Center for like $100 a month. You know, the idea here was all about healing and connecting with people and caring. It had nothing to do with how much money you can make. And that's the whole heart of the issue. I think it's a huge mistake when we start paying people to heal us, especially huge amounts of money. Because in point of fact, when you're cured, they put themselves out of business. And unfortunately, that's the reality of health care. I'd like to, at this point in time, wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I hope that some ideas or concepts that you heard on the program tonight, you'll give them some thought and they become somehow important or useful to you. Maybe one little tidbit or one little bit of information that made your day. And there's nothing makes my day better than hearing about your successes. So feel free to email me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'd now like to share with you the Who Am I technique. This was taught, first I knew about, I heard about it from Baba Ram Das. But the technique was given by Sri Ramana Maharshi. It's called the Vichara. He gave it to his most advanced disciples. And basically, the Who Am I technique can take you through a doorway. It might work for you the first time. It might work after the thousandth time. But the process is still useful no matter what. And the whole idea here would be to get in the highest place that you know how to get to, maybe doing your asanas and pranayams, a meditation, or what other method you want to use to get in the highest place you can. And then put your full attention on your ajna center, your third eye, and become that spot. And when you become that spot, then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that, you know, 40 times, 4 times, slow, fast, whatever seems to feel right for you. And then the whole idea then is to focus your full attention and become that spot. And then state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.